Out traveling the country every week. We talk to teachers, we talk to parents, students, school board members, and hopefully what you've seen is a much better sense of partnership.
When the economy tanked in 2009, Secretary Duncan's power over education increased dramatically. A desperate Congress approved a $100 billion education stimulus package to keep schools from shutting down, teachers from being laid off. Nearly $5 billion of that was discretionary, meaning that Duncan could spend it as he saw fit. No previous Secretary of Education had ever had such power. In 2009, the president announced a competition for the money.
Rather than divvying it up and handing it out, we are letting states and school districts compete for it.
Testing 1-2, check 1-2.
Almost every state entered the race, but few were expected to win.
We're nervous.
So states will get money if they do this thing that Duncan wants.
If you play by these rules, absolutely right.
Some of us like to talk about Race to the Top as No Child Left Behind on steroids. The principles of Race to the Top are the same as No Child Left Behind, which is, you know, we're going to reward states that set and maintain a high standard.
States that agreed to Duncan's conditions, including developing common standards and assessments, and using student test scores to evaluate teachers, had a better chance of winning.